And not, I'm not advocating drug culture necessarily, but for instance, when I was young, I was incredibly shy. I had a problem with talking to people. And, you know, somebody took me to a party and gave me something, and it opened me up to some, to actually talking to people and dancing and just having a really good time. And I had always participated in the arts, per se, because I've been doing piano and performing since I was 5 or 6 years old. But it was a completely different way of experiencing music. And for me, that was, like, really eye-opening. Like, it was like, oh, it can be like this as well. And, you know, like, oh, now I can think about music in a different way. Before, I used to think about it, you know, in vocal exercises, because I was studying classical music and in sheet music, and like everything was written and, you know, this is crescendo, this is decrescendo, blah, blah, blah. It was all technical and pieces. But what you're actually trying to do is get to feelings, you know. You're trying to get deep into your feelings. And that can be like frequencies, and that can be like grooves. And that's, it just, it, it, that, that was an experience. Yeah, and actually I snuck into the party. I didn't pay for it. So like, so that's, but you know, but then later on, maybe in life, then I wanted to repeat that. So I would pay to go to parties and, you know, pay for certain things. And I didn't get that anymore. I stopped going because I was like, well, I'm not feeling, you know, this growth from, it's just kind of like a pleasure factor that maybe doesn't take me anywhere. And at the end of the day, I feel quite drained and I don't have any time to, you know, put effort and time into my music anymore, so I'm just stopped going. And occasionally I still go and I still feel great. But, you know, it's understanding what you get, and money does not automatically get it for you.